Well, all right, boys and girls, Radio Fishing Time, Area Fishing Report. Fishing Frank in the chair, Robert in the chair across from me. Let's see what we can do with all this mess. All right, we got, I guess, no time like the present to get started. Tent sale coming up March 18th. A lot of cool stuff coming March 18th. We've got, there was a line a number of years ago, monofilament line, the regular plastic stuff, and it's called Silver Thread. Well, a company called Pradco, who owns Bomber and Hedden, who is going to be here, just called and said they're going to be bringing a line machine, and all you got to do is show up with a reel, preferably just take the spool off. It's a spinning reel. Bring your spool with you, or you can bring a conventional reel, and you get free monofilament. You just walk up and say, hey, I'd like free line. They're going to give you free line. Now,
Pretty impressive.
If you buy a pen reel, of course, you get the big discounts, and you get that other thing we're not allowed to talk about free along with it. Shimano's going to be here. Daiwa, Akuma, Quantum, Finor, Senior VP from Finor. Accurate Reels is going to be here. Huge selection this year. A lot of stuff. It's literally going to be a crazy year out there in the parking lot. We got Charles and Vicky from Rockport Rattler. Mark Nichols from DOA is going to be here. Doug and Mary Miner from Strike King. If you have not met Doug and Mary, go into the booth and meet them. Same thing with Charles and Vicky from Rockport Rattler. Such great people. All right. Anyway, we are starting with up on the Peace River. What's going on up there?
Peace River's actually been not too bad, especially with all the wind. A lot of guys have been kind of hiding up there lately. From the Harbor Heights area over into Shell Creek, they're getting a few whiting, a few redfish, and a lot of assorted snook, but mostly on the smaller side. Had a couple guys even hook a couple juvenile tarpon while going up towards Shell Creek, but still on the main part of the river. They were just slow trolling along, hoping for a bigger snook. You know, so it's been kind of a mixed gamut. I'd definitely say it's not gangbusters, but if you got bad weather, it's worth going up there and checking out.
All right. Coming down to the 41 Bridge, what's going on?
The 41 Bridge primarily has been a lot of snook of assorted sizes in the very early hours of the morning. You know, basically 4 o'clock until about 7:30 in the morning seems to be ideal time frame. There has been during the daytime a few whiting, oddball black drum, oddball cobia, and some very small trout. But it's not bad at all. You know, a lot of water moving through there. There's been a whole lot of glass minnows around. So the activity's been kind of a little bit better lately.
All right. Lashley Pier going back across the river to Punta Gorda side.
Lashley's mostly the only things I've gotten reports on the past several days have been the snook fishermen going out there at night. I've heard of 2 legal fish caught off there. The rest have all been under the slot size. You know, I know that 2 weeks ago they were getting a few whiting, but I haven't just heard anything at all the last several days, and I think it's because of that wind just zipping straight down there.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Bayshore Pier would be a good one to go out on with this wind, because you'd be able to stand at Bayshore Pier and cast to the west wall of the harbor.
Yeah.
Throw the lure up in the air and just let the wind carry it all the way across the harbor.
Problem is, it'd be mud the whole way there. You could probably walk to the west wall, I think, right now, at least over the weekend.
Yeah, we went out, Saturday or Sunday morning. And from I-75 going towards 41, the sandbar went out at least a half a mile.
Really?
Just dirt.
Wow.
All right, Bayshore Pier, what's going on?
Bayshore, when there's some water there, they're baiting a couple cobia, a couple juvenile bull sharks, and still a few whiting and trout in the very early hours of the morning. And it's been, you got to kind of play the tides there, unfortunately, lately with this wind.
Well, for the trout and stuff, I usually go all the way out to the end and cast off to the left.
Right, but it's mud literally 3/4 of the way out, so you're casting into a foot of water off the end of the pier. It's been pretty skinny. That early morning tide's been super low. It's mainly been more the afternoon or in the early morning if you can get in there with some water.
Okay, well, what does that say about Port Charlotte?
Port Charlotte
and the canals.
Port Charlotte's been a little bit better as far as the canals go. The the mouths of every one of the canals from Grassy Point all the way over to the Manchester Waterway. Snook, redfish, been some juvenile tarpon scattered from the mouths all the way up to inside. Been some good sand bream and some mangrove snapper lately. There was some good trout activity at the end of last week, but I haven't heard anything the last 2 days on this, you know, as far as right now with the trout. Ever since that wind blew Saturday with that low tide, but the guys were doing good on Thursday and Friday over there. All through the whole bay on those flats.
Okay. Okay, that's going to take us over to the Aljabeen Pier.
Aljabeen, everyone's ranting and raving about the snook fishing, you know, typical. Guys fishing in the boats underneath the bridges, the old pier doing real well, standing on the pier itself, but mostly night has been by far the best, most productive way. Guys are throwing swim baits and doing the best, like the big 4, 5, and 6 inch storms, the spool techs, having pretty good go with that. And then, of course, a tried and true bomber. You know, I'll go with the bomber for consistency any day.
Yeah. For the most fish, a 15 bomber. For bigger fish, a 16.
Exactly.
All right. That's going to bring us around to the Mica Cutoff, Tippecanoe Bay. Anything? Heard any reports from back in there?
There has been some snook and a few redfish in there, but you're fishing...
Where?
Both in Tippecanoe and in the Mayaka Cutoff.
All right, because I asked you about two spots.
Yeah, no, both of them have been kind of almost mirror imaging each other. The problem is it's like one fish here, two fish here. You work down the shoreline a little bit and get one more fish. You know, they're seeing fish. They just aren't cooperating super well in there. But it's snook redfish. That's pretty much all I've heard of.
Okay. Let's see now. We've got anything in South Gulf Cove?
The guys that have been coming out of Gulf Cove have been trolling along and picking up some snook. You know, and then a couple legal-sized snook, actually. We've also heard of some good juvenile tarpon way up in the back canals. Some of those little dead-end canals have been holding the little 5 to 15-pound juvenile tarpon. Couple fly fishermen playing with trying to look for bass, catching them on poppers or at least jumping them. It's kind of neat having them come in all excited about that. I'm looking for bass and bluegill, and I start launching little tarpon in the air. So that's always a fun surprise. He said the cattails are starting to come back pretty well ever since they herbicided or whatever 2 years ago. He said he's starting to find some better shrubbery back in there lately.
Gotcha. All right, if we're going to work our way down the West Wall, what's going to happen?
West Wall's got a good assortment of stuff on it, even though the wind's blowing like heck right on top of it. I think that's why the fish are excited, because it's pushing all the bait over there. Trout, pompano, and a few cobia on top of the flat, and that literally 2 to 5 feet of water. And then if you're wanting to really work the bushes thoroughly, the snook and the redfish have been very good along there. You know, especially if you can find some of those deeper little pockets underneath the bushes where it's dropping off of, you know, an extra 6 inches or a foot compared to the surrounding bottom. They seem to be really hugging in there, especially with these lower tides in the early mornings. A couple guys did really good on topwater baits there the other day. They were throwing the Spook Junior and that, what's that one by Rapala?
Skitterwalk.
Skitterwalk. They're doing real good on those. They actually came in and bought a few extra ones to go out there and play with.
Okay. Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes has had mostly some pompano trout and a bluefish and a few Spanish mackerel on what I would call the Boca Grande side. You know, right along the edge of that deeper drop-off up on the flat itself. It's been kind of hit or miss because the water's been so low. And there is a lot of little pinfish on it beating everybody up, so most of them are staying on that deeper trough side.
All right.
The weird part is I haven't heard a squat for bonnet heads over there lately, which, you know, a couple weeks ago they were all over there, and now it's like nobody's talking about them right now.
What's going on, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, anything?
A lot of trout. Trout are doing very well inside and also on the outside, basically. In that 4 to 5 feet of water, from Turtle
Bull Bank, Turtle Bay. We were talking about fish out on the flats, and or out in the middle on the flats, and then
there's also a bunch of snook more towards the back by the in Turtle Bay, along the that deep drop off going towards the Eagle's Nest. A couple guys have been catching some nice fish. I heard of a guy hooked into a 41 incher, and he was super excited because he was just fishing for trout.
Right.
And caught it on a little little 2-inch or 3-inch twister tail. You know, the typical love lure kind of twister tail. He couldn't believe it. You know, his picture was pretty good. The picture wasn't very good for the fish because he was holding it at a funny angle, so he didn't get to really see how good size fish it was.
Right.
But the look on his face said that this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember that one old woman, she came in and she caught a 40-some inch snook on a steel ready rig, you know, with the steel leader and the sinker and a piece of frozen shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 42, 43 inch snook. You know, people say, well, you got to have this, you got to have that.
It's better
to be lucky than good any day.
Most of the time, absolutely.
All right, swinging around the corner from Devilfish on north up towards Placida across the tailing flats there, what are we looking at?
Been some redfish out there, a couple of small bull sharks. How am I doing today? Heard of such a mixed barrage down there. There's been some trout, a few redfish. The redfish seem to be hanging a little bit closer towards Keopalau and around the clam fields right there. And then I've heard of a couple, believe it or not, tarpon hanging around those clam fields and up into around Sandfly. Like bigger tarpon, 100-pounders, 125-pounders. Yeah, I heard it from Carl first, then another gentleman was in later, and he saw the same thing back in there. Which it always is cool when you get to see 100-pound fish, you know, in 2 to 4 feet of water.
Right. Oh, boy, I keep forgetting letters while I'm typing. All right. Takes us up to Placida.
Placida?
Any sheephead fishing still going on there?
Sheephead have been still doing very good. The problem is the low waters had these guys kind of not catching much the last couple of days. Around Placida itself, that's definitely where most of the fish seem to have dumped off the flats and are heading back over there towards the trestle. Big sheephead too, 14, 16 inch fish. Some good sized mangrove snapper being caught there. The snook bite's been a little quiet from what I'm hearing. There has been a few Spanish mackerel and a couple bluefish coming through there also. So it's not bad at all for a good variety of stuff. And all that doom and gloom stuff with red tide has been so funky out there. I'm asking everybody, and one guy will say, well, I caught a whiff of it. Another guy says, well, I saw some dead fish. It's been all over the map down there.
I just read the red tide reports for last week, and it's background concentrations on a bunch of samples they did in Charlotte County.
Right.
There is some a little bit worse north of us and south of us, but at this point, this area is not bad.
That's a good thing.
So we don't have anything bad at this point, according to FWC. If we're going to go up to Lemon Bay, I know there's redfish on the south end of the flats there.
Yeah, the south end of the flats, and then also the east side there on the mainland side underneath all the docks there, especially going up towards, I forget the name of that one creek up there. It's a little further up past Cape Hayes Marina. I can't remember. But the couple of the main canals and a couple of little creeks heading up along there have been real good on the redfish, few snook underneath them, and then having a mixed barrage over kind of towards Stump Pass, but on, what's the island right there?
I don't remember.
Don Pedro.
Whatever.
That area, that flat has had some bigger trout on it in that little deeper water and some of those sand holes just off the edge of the intercoastal.
Okay. All right. Englewood, off the bridge, the fishing pier, the Tom Adams Pier there. I've heard some snook fishing, not great, but good.
Yeah, a lot of snook there. Just most of them are on the smaller side. Plus, you got to fight kind of the crowd, which gets a little frustrating at times. But the daytime fishing has been some good-sized ladyfish, a few whiting, a couple trout, mangrove snapper. I had a guy bring in a picture of a grunt because he had never caught one before he cut it off of there. I don't know. I think it was beginning of last week. That was kind of neat to see something a little different. I've heard of a couple bonnet heads also being caught off of there this past week. So that seems to be picking up a little bit for the daytime activity.
All right. Out in the Gulf of Mexico, I haven't really, don't know anything because it's been really, really windy.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's been so blooming windy. I haven't had much for reports, and, you know, I was here all weekend, and we've had a couple guys buy bait anticipating for the wind to lay down, but I haven't had anyone crazy enough to go out in it lately. But they are, I know I've heard some mixed reports from the Keys, so I'm going to say that the Kings are going to start heading this way shortly, so we should hear some good stuff maybe after this wind lays down. Which is always good to kind of get excited about something a little different for a little bit, a little while. They were fishing down between off of, they put in at Key Largo and ran out to the Gulf, and they got into some good Kings.
Okay. Anything going on in any of the passes?
Yeah. Sheep's Head, mangrove snapper, very big whiting. The crazy part is that Boca and Captiva Pass, last week, several different people on several different days saw tarpon rolling through there. Only one guy was able to hook one by accident while he was snapper fishing, but quite a few reports of some tarpon rolling through there, and I think they're just definitely early fish, but still cool for get the blood kind of moving a little bit more.
Right.
There has been some mixed pompano out there off and on, but not anything consistent. It's just been accidental bycatch. A few guys that are targeting them just haven't caught much except for in the harbor itself.
Okay, and that's going to take us up to walking the beaches. I mean, I don't know.
Stump Pass has been the only place I've honestly heard of for walking the beach area. Some guys catching some good whiting, a few jacks, a couple mackerel, and there were several flounder caught up off of there too. Everywhere else has been, most of the guys are fishing right at the passes, but that Stump Pass beach area, guys have been working it pretty heavy. Funny part is, you know, the weather's so nice right there with that wind blowing out of the east. It should be glass calm right there, right on the immediate part
Anything
of the beach.
Down by Sanibel or Ponarasa?
I have not heard.
Okay. Clusatchee River, snook fishing up by the trestle.
By the trestle, but what's that? Isn't there a little island on the very south side right at the entrance there? Just before as you're going towards Fort Myers Beach? There was a customer in talking about it the other day, and I don't know if he was talking about the north side of like Sanibel area or on the south side.
I'm not sure.
Neither am I. But he was catching snook, redfish, and some juvenile tarpon. He said it was right at the entrance of the Clusatchee. I just can't remember the name of the little island. So it's kind of nice getting a little bit different report every now and then for down there from someone. It's good to know that some of our Fort Myers people are listening and coming in and telling us.
Okay, that's going to take us up to Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey is loaded with Sheep's Head. They've been doing phenomenal on Sheep's Head during the daytime. And at night, they're catching some snook, a few keepers, but mostly on the smaller side. But everyone's jumping up and down about all their Sheep's Head that they're getting. Haven't heard much for redfish or mangrove snapper from the immediate area, but I would imagine right there, the way they were a week and a half ago, that they should still be in that same vicinity. I know Carl ran down there, but there was hardly any water just before that IFA that he fished. So it was a little tricky. Plus, he found such good fish up this way, he didn't have to run all the way down there for them.
All right, Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's good. Straight in by the fish shacks and all those islands right there immediately in the vicinity of them. Good trout fishing, snook and redfish, some mackerel, some bluefish, even a few mangrove snapper in some of those deeper pockets. And been a lot of guys seeing sheep's head, but I haven't heard many reports of guys catching many sheep's head. But it's been a good mixed gamut right through there. And if you move closer towards the intercoastal, heading towards Captiva Pass, it seems to be the better Spanish mackerel and better bluefish and a little bit better numbers. Getting away from those shallower pockets. And the water supposedly was really, really super clear there.
Okay. Going up to the north into Pine Island up by Boquilla, Jug Creek.
The Boquilla Pier, I've had a couple guys tell me they've been doing really good on sheep's head and some whiting off of there last week. Around Jug Creek, it's mostly been some trout and a few Spanish mackerel, but that Boquilla Pier has been really hot last week.
Okay.
So if I was a land-based or boat fisherman, I'd probably be hanging out on that real northern end there. Cooperating. There has been some bait showing up a little bit down there too, and little glass minnows and some small white bait. I think that's what's drawing in some of those fish.
Okay, what's going on? Burnt Store, Two Pines.
Burnt Store and Two Pines. Mostly this past weekend, honestly. There's that giant school of black drum that came in through Captiva Pass, I guess, sometime at the end of last week and moved all the way up into there. Tom Fisher was ranting and raving about it and had quite a few captains chasing the school. It's 1,000 fish, and they're all 30-pounders. And then on the bar itself from Burnt Store, heading down fishing the mangrove shoreline, lots and lots of little snook with a few redfish here and there. So kind of a mixed variety going along that flat. Haven't heard much for trout or pompano, which they should be there, but.
All right. Well, it's going to take us up the east side, going up towards Harbor Heights on the way up towards Alligator, or Pirate Harbor going up towards Alligator Creek.
From Pirate Harbor to about the halfway point, lots of snook, a lot of redfish, both up under the bushes and some out on the flats. And then I've been hearing of some good cobia and trout on the outside edge of the bar in that 4, 5, and 6 feet of water range. Haven't heard much for sharks over there, but I know that there was a bunch of bonnet heads closer towards Pirate Harbor last week. Just these last couple days, haven't heard much just because of the wind, I'm sure. It's probably been pretty skinny.
Then, all right, Alligator Creek, anything up in the creek yet?
Some jacks. I've heard of some good quality jacks and a few snook with the guys trolling as they're coming out of Burnt Store Isles there and even further up in towards like where the trailer park is at up there in Alligator Creek.
Right.
Yeah, you know, some of the guys have been slow trolling out of there and picking up a few.
Okay, back in PGI in the canals.
Really good. Lot of snook guys are slow trolling on their way in and out. I guess it's starting to set in a little bit. We've been talking about it so much, guys are actually finally trolling. Lot of snook, few jacks, a couple juvenile tarpon. One guy got a 2-pound mangrove snapper while he was trolling one of those twitch sticks the other day. He was super excited about that, and I don't blame him. 2-pound mangrove snapper in short, pretty darn impressive. Been some black drum in there. And then as you move closer towards Ponce, that's had some a lot of smaller mangrove snapper, a few snook, some sheep's head, and then there's been the big black drum coming through there sporadically, but not consistently. So it's not too bad.
All right. Just writing in the wrong spot here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's all right. I got it.
Click copy-paste stick.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys have been fishing up inside there just because of that wind the last 3 days, and talking about the sandbars and everything else exposed. I guess Ponce was really sandy out there. I'm sure you saw some of the pictures on Facebook. I didn't see anything.
No, I haven't done anything with the internet, looked or seen anything. I've been running and working, and when I got done working...
You were passing out?
Yeah, I just...
It's that time of year, two speeds, haul butt and fall down.
Yep. Okay, Gilcrest Pier, I've heard of some jacks over there. Anything else?
Jacks, and there's been actually a few snook being caught right there off the seawall. Most of them been smaller size, but just under the slot, 25, 26, 27-inch range. And they're catching those on those twitch sticks, and a couple guys caught them on the Yozuris. You know, so it's finally nice to hear a couple of reports from off of that spot. So it's been so quiet there all winter long.
Okay. Anything out by the Alligator Creek Reef? Been windy out there.
Yeah, it's so blooming windy. I mean, a couple guys have been going out there trying on it, but I haven't gotten anything that's totally trustable.
And deep holes in the harbor?
Same thing. So windy.
Okay. And you say there is some white bait in Jug Creek.
Yeah, down in Jug Creek.
Any other baits anywhere else?
Some very small white bait and pinfish over around that, I guess it's Dog Island right there behind Placida. That whole flat there has had some. And then I've heard of some mixed reports of it up on the flats on the east side and even up on this end of the harbor. But nothing consistent yet.
Freshwater stuff. What's going on in the world of freshwater?
That's doing really good. We've been selling a lot of shiners lately for the bass guys. Gulf Cove, Rotunda, pretty much any of the North Port canals. All doing very well on bass. Not giants, but like in that 2 to 5 pound range with some very good consistency. I've also heard of a few bluegill, nice size bluegill, hand size and better, coming from the same location. So if the bass start to slow down, the guys seem to be switching over back over to the panfish stuff. I haven't heard much for crappie, except for a couple incidental ones. But bluegill and bass have been really good. You know, and even the guys traveling over to the big lake have been doing pretty good on the same size fish, though. You know, that 2 to 5 pound range, nothing. Woo!
Okay, anything else we should be talking about?
Not really, just time to be ready if you're going out fishing. You should have everything in your tackle box and your rods and reels, kind of the mixed gamut from trout to tarpon, because it's all starting to come together. Well, and then obviously you should be getting ready for our tent sale.
Well, March 18th is the tent sale. Huge lineup. Click the tent sale button. You'll see all about it. But like we say, Pride Go is going to come. If you want to spool a rod with monofilament, you're thinking about, you know, okay, I'm using braid for this and this. But if you want that one with monofilament on it, you come down. Just bring the spool. They're going to fill it for free. Just walk up, say, can I have some free line? And they're going to fill it up. Now, you cannot put it on something. They do not have anything to give it to you. You do have to bring the
physically
spool from
have
your
a reel.
You know, so it's put on the reel. No, you cannot come down and just say, here, fill this up. Not going to happen. There has to be a reel to put it on.
Right.
Let's see. Penn's got their deals plus their super special that they throw in with it. Barry from Star Rod's got some great stuff planned. Danny from Shimano. Fernando from Redbone. The senior VP from Finor is going to be there.
Akuma's
coming. Tim from Reaper Rods. Charles and Vicky from Rockport Rattler. Hook, Line, and Threader. I mean, the list goes on and on and on so much. But before that happens this week, we're going to be at the Punta Gorda Boat Show. And somehow or another at the Rockin' and Reelin' Food Fest, whatever that thing is. We're going to be across the street at Lashley Park and across the street at the Punta Gorda Boat Show. We're going to be in both places at the same time. We're not sure how or why, but we're going to be there. We're going to be doing fishing seminars. We've got, goodness, I don't know where the sheet went, but we got a bunch of seminars we're doing. We got captains lined up and FWC and some other people. So it's going to be an interesting
few days.
Yeah, interesting. We're going to be there Thursday, Friday, at the Punta Gorda Boat Show, and then we'll be at the Rockin' and Reelin' and the Boat Show on Saturday and Sunday. And then the following week, that's this week, you know, in 2 or 3 days, whatever it is. And then we go to the tent sale. And huge lineup tent sale. We've got to do it all estates all over me about I can't do this, can't do that. I got permits and all these other kind of crazy things. But I think I got it all figured out. And there's going to be a lot of line machines going. There's a lot of line deals this year. Whole bunch of them.
We need to get some serious extension cords.
Yeah, I got to get a bunch of extension cords because we'll be running power everywhere. And this is going to be an amazing show this year. Really, truly crazy show. So try and get down to see that March 18th. The Fort Myers store is doing well. People keep saying, how is it doing? I said, well, you know, it hasn't It cost me money for 2 months to run it, and it has been break even or better from January and February. So
nice.
All good there. People are coming in and building the business up nice and slowly, and getting a lot of good reviews about the store, except it's too clean, too nice, too well organized. You know, those are the complaints I get, that there's, you know, too much stuff to look through in a short amount of time. So there's too much stuff to look through. There's too many things on display. It's too neat. It's too organized. It's too clean. Those are the complaints I get. So I'm happy with those complaints so far.
Yeah, no kidding. If that's what they got to complain about, yeah, that's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, so I'm happy with all that. Can't think of anything else going on, but we're going to be back with more in-depth about one thing or another here probably today, tomorrow. We're going to try and keep hitting each day with more stuff. We're sorry nothing got loaded. I don't know what happened to it, but you know, the dates were there, but none of the other stuff loaded up, and the shows from last week, I don't know what happened to them. They're lost in cyberspace somewhere, but hopefully that won't happen again. My screen, I had to keep saving it because everything kept just shimmering and going away. I guess, God, I don't want a new computer because
that's not
I hate
good.
Windows 10. I can't do this on Windows 10. I have to have 7. I like XP. Now I got 7. I don't want 10. It sucks. So anyway, I'm going to hold this together as long as possible. Anyway, Fish and Frank here in the chair. Robert in the chair across from me. I guess that about wraps up this very quick fishing report, and we'll be back with more as soon as possible.
Sounds good.
Anything else, Robert?
Nope. That sounds perfect.
Bye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Bye, Frank. Everybody.